A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It was a miserable few days of international football if you follow the Irish team. There is no sugarcoating that fact. So why would you want to subject yourself to more analysis of the games by becoming a World Service member? Fair question. Well, the answer is because Ken Erdy was on the road. That's why. And when Ken is on his travels, something always happens.
So there was a McDonald's quite near to where I was. So I went in the direction of the McDonald's. There it was. I spied it all lit up. Lots of people there. As ever, I walked briskly up to the McDonald's, probably quickening my step a little as I approached the McDonald's, because I was quite hungry, and you know, I was looking forward to getting something in my belly, and suddenly, bang, I walked straight into a window. Oh. I didn't think it was a window, Owen. I thought it was a door. But I walked briskly into this window, and I think the flattened imprint of my face is still visible, shroud of Shirin-like, on the superbly polished glass of this McDonald's menu. And can I just say how happy I am to have been able to bring so much howling, hysterical happiness to so many people who were sitting in that McDonald's at that moment, and whose laughter continued all the way as I ordered my food, as I stood waiting with my ticket to collect it. And I swear, even as I walked out to take my seat in the outdoor seating, I could still hear people crying with laughter at what had happened to me.
He does not make this stuff up. He does not do stupid things just for our entertainment value and so that we can play it in a little promo here, a little ad for non-World Service members. These things just, life happens to Ken.
And he's, you know, he does go through life in Dublin for the most part without incident.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously the odd bike gets stolen here and there, that's fine.
I got locked in a toilet.
Was that was in the Aviva, was it? But I mean, he was at work. You know, he was a man at work, I suppose, there still. I mean, the point still holds.
So when he goes to work outside of the office, is what you're saying, that's when trouble strikes.
It just seems to follow him around. It's very, very odd, on.
Aaron Connolly might have staked his claim this week to being Galway's most famous sportsman, but then Joe Canning came bounding into our studios to remind everyone who the real chief of the tribesmen is.
God. The tribesman on. Can I
that's
just
what he
say
said, but Joe Canning said those exact words when he bounded in here in true Joe Canning big ego style.
Can I just
He buzzed in. Main man here.
Yeah.
You know, he actually said Joe Canning. He did that thing where somebody buzzed in, they used their entire, like, I know.
We're expecting you.
Expecting Joe, but he doesn't want to have you assume, you know, he doesn't want to think that he's assuming.
There could be other Joes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, sure, not as good at hurling as me, there are other Joes out there.
Oh, Joe Cooney.
I mean, what would the chances really be of us lining up a Joe Cooney and a Joe Canning interview? Separate interviews on the same day. Really, it would strike me as being unlikely. But the tribesman on?
Nah, I just wanted to get your...
Yeah, just, you know...
Get your dander up there a little bit.
Listen, Sports Bulletin, fine. Actual two humans talking to each other. The tribesman.
You've got more important things to worry about in Galway GAA, as does Joe Canning, than whether they're called the tribesman or not. He sounded incredibly pissed off with the utter confusion surrounding just who's going to manage the Galway hurlers for next year. All the nominees have pulled out of the process amid reports that they don't want to deal with this county board. And Joe reckons those at the top have some questions to answer.
It's very frustrating, but this isn't, I suppose, a thing that's just come up this year. You know, it's years and years in the past as well. So hopefully it gets sorted. I don't know how, and I don't know who's going to sort it. Hopefully from our players' perspective that it gets sorted sooner rather than later for the good of Galway hurling and football. Because if it's not, it's going to set us back years. And that's the unfortunate thing. There's a lot of egos there that just want to do it for themselves, and I don't think for the right reasons. So hopefully they'll understand that, you know, Galway's bigger than one or two people.
Obviously, when Oisín McConville buzzes to the door, he says, hello, a high score in the history of the Ulster Championship here.
He does actually say that. Puts me in there. I mean, that's 100% I could you're not even making this up.
I could unlock this door myself, I'm sure.
Yeah.
With my Oisín McConville powers.
I can beat this door down like I beat down single-handedly scoring 2-9 in the Ulster final in 1999 or whatever it was.
Some spicy stuff there from Joe Canning, who obviously knew we'd be talking about that. It's not like, okay, let's do an interview about the interview. It actually been, for various reasons, put back and changed around. And he could have had every excuse to say, actually, this is not the right time. I just don't feel like I want to talk about this stuff, because it can be a bit awkward for, especially for the most famous player, any player on the team. But he seems to be at the end of his tether with what's been going on there. And he was good value to use that.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, maybe he was waiting for it to be sorted out and then realised, well, if I want to get this interview done in time for Christmas, maybe I should just do it now.
Because in time, more to the point.
Doesn't seem to be any closer to a resolution, but we live in hope.
Maybe he wanted to get it done in time to fly out to Tokyo, because I think we were pretty much his last appointment before he headed off to witness the World Cup quarterfinal against New Zealand, which has been described by Johnny Sexton this week as the biggest game in the lives of these players. We had Owen Redden and Shane Horgan on the podcast together today. Now, as you know from listening on Mondays, Owen Redden tends to be super positive about things for the most part. You know, incredibly analytical, great analyst. But as a recently retired player who's played a lot with Joe Schmidt, he does seem to have that faith that all those guys have in Joe's plans, something that's not quite shared, certainly in the last year, by Shane Horgan. And this dynamic played out quite beautifully, I thought, this week.
We know we're not in form. We know we're up against the best team in the world. There's a huge possibility there in terms of if you do pull it off. So emotionally, we'd be completely in the right place. In terms of actual then going away from mojo side of it and getting into brass tacks and reality, I think that one of the biggest weaknesses that New Zealand have is they have two wingers who are absolutely electric in attack, but who are not even playing, you know, at a level for a long period where, you know, they've had people actually try and move them and manipulate them in the way Ireland and Joe will on Saturday. If there's any coach in the world who can manipulate a backfield, it's Joe. I think it does open up a few of Joe's set plays that would work. And I can't disagree with anything Shane said. I think our defence is hot and cold. I think that we are not as aggressive as other teams. I think our wingers have to make more decisions than other teams. In the past, in very big games, the emphasis on line speed has probably got us through. And because the emotion is higher, it's reduced that impact. And I think this weekend will be like that. So our line speed will look good again this weekend, because there's a fear factor in terms of what's coming at us. They won't give New Zealand entry into the game. And then, you know, one or two set plays that manipulate the backfield and open up a try for Ireland or two in a game where New Zealand aren't used to being under pressure in knockout competitions. I think Ireland have a good shot.
Shane?
I agree with you, your analysis around those wingers. And the opportunity is there, but we've known that. And actually, it's not just these wingers. New Zealand do struggle when the ball is moved out wide against them. And it's because teams generally don't move the ball out wide against them. Not because they have a brilliant line speed necessarily. It's almost on reputation that teams don't go out to those wide channels, because they know if they don't do it very accurately and the ball is dropped out there, it's almost certainly a try. They're the best transition team in the world by an absolute mile.
So much good stuff going on this week. US Murph talking about the glory days of Sports Illustrated was another highlight for me. But listen, we're not going to give you the whole kit and caboodle here on this. I mean, it's an ad. It's the point. You watch the ad, you listen to the ad, you enjoy the product.
I suppose it's a lot like a trailer of a movie,
it's
on, isn't it?
A little bit along those lines.
A little taster, but if a trailer was an hour and 45 minutes long, would you pay the €11
Well, maybe if the trailer just leaves out the ending. It just leads you right up to the ending, and then you have to go and buy the movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah, bring that up.
It's an interesting proposal.
€5 a month plus VAT. That's all it costs. Yes, secondcaptains.com/join is the place to go. Hopefully we'll see you there. If not, sure, we'll chat on Monday. We're still friends.
Well,
friendly.
We're cordial. We're on cordial terms.
Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen, and thank you to all of my listeners.
Is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. Those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.